We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, this is the Joe Show. It is the Joe Show, but Joe is currently doing something. He'll be right in here, which is a very important thing that he has to do. Bob Pompiani here with City Limits on the other side, and Joe is...
This is unbelievable.
I am good at tap dancing. I can handle whatever you throw at me.
What is happening here?
Nothing. How are you today?
Not good.
You get a vacation. See, this is what happens when you come back from a vacation. Things are slow to evolve.
I already showed you guys the bite on my left shoulder, and it's significant. I'm not paranoid. Am I being accurate with this, or am I just paranoid?
No, it's... you are paranoid. I mean, we all worry
both
about...
Both can be true,
I guess. Stress is such a terrible thing because you know in your heart of hearts, 99% of the things that we stress about don't occur, but it's that 1% that keeps on your mind.
And it's that 1%. It really
takes over. It's terrible. And you have to learn. I've still not acquired that ability to just totally eradicate it. Get rid of it. Don't worry about it. My wife's good at it, but you're like me. You worry about a lot of things.
Well, there's a big, huge welt on my left shoulder. Is it a tick bite limits?
Well, I thought a tick will like attach itself to you, and it would have to be like detached. I think you'd still see it if it was a tick bite.
You'd see the tick?
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be a bullseye. Like, does it look like a dartboard, Bob? Or is it just
probably,
this is a very defined circle that's been red and swelling now for days?
Well, that's
and
why
all it has to do is go straight to my
doctor's office and get a check because you need to do that.
Well, the other problem, which is why I was late, is I kept calling the doctor's office and the lady kept saying hello. That's all she said. So then I called back. I said, "Is this blank blank doctor?" She said, "Yes." I said, "All right." She said, "I think you just called a couple times." I said, "Yes," and all you said was hello. Like it was like you have to don't Bob don't you have now I feel hot. I feel hot and sweaty, and there's a pain in my left shoulder.
Well, I think it's hot in here anyway. I don't know if the heater or the air conditioner's not working, but...
Whatever happened to protocol, right?
Like you wouldn't say, hello, this is Dr. So-and-so's office. How can
right.
I help
yeah.
you?
Yes, I think. Has that changed too?
Well, first of all, you're probably lucky you even got someone to speak to you. Normally it goes to some sort of automated device.
I know. At least I did get a person. I do have an appointment if I make it through the show. If I don't, you know what to do. Remember the day Ron passed out here, Bob?
Yes.
All those years ago?
Yep.
I looked to my right. He was being escorted out of the building.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you do worry about stuff. The older you get, the worse it gets because you know some of these outcomes can be beyond your control and not very good if you don't take care of it. So it's good you have a can-do mentality and don't wait. Just get and do it. Call.
Can you imagine if it all ends on a spider bite?
In the studio while you're on the air.
What an unceremonious way to go.
Well, at least you'd go viral.
Limits, what do you think the doctor is warranted here?
You should probably take a picture and send it to the doctor. I mean, I don't know how close you are with your doctor.
I'm not on a first name basis. No, I can't just text him a photo. A selfie.
And say, what do you think this is? Not like a selfie, but like...
He's a doctor.
Hey, I've
I don't just text
that,
him on his personal...
Well,
of
I've
course, because you have people who are...
But it's good to do
you're,
it.
You're a big personality. I'm not.
Yes, you are.
So you have doctors like Ron did. Probably the guy right now in Florida set him up with free food and beer for the rest of his life, I think.
Ron?
The guy from... Where's he from? AGH? I can't remember. So Ron's all set for life. I don't have people like that.
Well,
I'm just
a guy. There's nothing wrong with sending a photo of something that you have just to calm your mind. you know, it'll tell you to come in anyway, which you should, but at least that you're okay. I don't see any signs of you falling apart here yet. And if so, City Limits is ready.
It's moving toward my heart, I can tell, and it's taking the back road.
You start thinking too much.
No, usually I had to go to the emergency room once when I lived in Shadyside. I got bit by a spider in Washington, D.C., and it itched the whole way home like abnormal. Like we all have bites that itch, right? This one was insane, and then it did start to streak toward my heart.
Yeah, I've had those, and it makes you wonder.
Now, this one's going back door here. It faked a layup and went back door. It's going around my back toward my heart, Bob.
Yeah, you should go to the doctors. The texters are saying the same thing.
They are?
Yeah, they're saying some very...
What
are they saying? Do I have to go now?
Don't read those.
There's an appointment at 11:30. What do they mean? What are they saying?
Wait a minute. You're leaving at 11:30?
Don't screw around with it. Get it checked out.
What is that supposed to mean?
You're going to leave me hang here for 2.5 hours as you go get checked out?
I don't know.
What's
more
important to you?
It's the size of
completion of this show or your heart?
It's bigger than a golf ball. You saw it, Bob.
I did. It's pretty big.
Now I can't do the show.
I think you'll be fine for a couple hours.
You know what's going to be good for you is to take your mind off of that.
No, but it's already been like 4 days. I noticed it one day.
So it got bigger and bigger and bigger?
Yeah. It was disturbing the first day I saw it. Then it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And now I told you, it's starting to take us a route around the back.
Well, then you definitely made the right call. Do what they tell you. If you have
now
to leave, you leave.
Hot.
You can call me on the phone as you're driving and give us an update after you get the initial diagnosis.
All right, to hell with it. This is the way I'm going out, then this is the way I'm going out.
You're not going out, Joe.
At least you know what it is, so if people come here, they know where to go and what happened, right?
I'm your witness. Yes.
Telling you, there's an accompanying pain in my upper left shoulder that is very mysterious that I haven't felt before. How are you, Bob?
I'm good. How are you? You know, just
well, I think
have
I've
some
already
time
answered
off.
That.
Going to do some stuff with grandkids this week and, you know, that kind of stuff. So
you seem mildly depressed.
How would you determine that? You're the one who's in here talking about dying. How could I be mildly depressed? What kind of diagnosis are
just
you making
because
on
I'm
me?
Majorly depressed doesn't mean you're not mildly
well,
depressed.
Well, I mean, you've calmed me down in here now. I feel somewhat apathetic, and you know, I feel like I don't want to get in the way. If we start talking about this and you have this on your mind, you're not going to be able to complete anyway. So do what you got to do. If you have to leave, we're good. We'll figure it out.
I can't leave the show with a spider bite. Although now I feel like that weird, like I'm going to throw up thing. Why is Linda Ronstadt trending? Oh, no. Everything's okay, is it?
I don't know.
All right, everything seems fine. It's a reunion of her and... All right, forget it. Let's get to the Pirates. Limits, everything good? Did you have a good week? I had a great week. I went out and golfed a bunch of times. I quit one morning.
Because there were too many golfers on the course not playing
I got up at 4:45 for a 5:30 tee time. I wasn't even first on the tee. And then I got stuck with three guys who are older than me, which is fine. Of course. But none of them could play. None of them could play golf. I think they thought they would get out early and avoid the problems that one would associate with not being able to play golf.
Mm-hmm.
So they're hitting 8, 9 shots, 5 putting, things like that. And suddenly people are starting to catch up to us. There's already somebody ahead of
and
us.
There's pressure that you put on yourself.
Yes.
Even though you're worried about those guys in front of you, the people behind you are wondering what you're doing. And it's not your fault.
And there was nowhere to go. So after the second hole, I'm like, gee, God, they were nice guys, wonderful men. I didn't have my own card. I said, you know what? I pulled a back muscle. I was still within walking range of the clubhouse. I'm like, you know what? I got to go. I just pulled a muscle. See ya. Just horrifying. But mostly it was great, Bob, and thank you for asking. Limits, did anything good happen on the show? How did Zeiss hold up?
We held up. We lived. We got through it. It was good.
We held up,
yeah, so...
Any special guests? Great moments? Why are you depressed? Look at him, Bob. The hair is all over the place. What's wrong with him?
I am very dehydrated from yesterday to today. I woke up like 5 times in the middle of the night, needed to drink water. And I had pizza yesterday. That was very, very bad.
What is happening here?
Very, very bad pizza that has made me feel the remnants of it today. So I am also hot with a mild headache. But I continue to drink water, and I'm feeling better as the hours go by.
Water's the key, no doubt.
All right, so I'm with two people suffering from chronic low-level dissatisfaction.
Because I was out playing wiffle ball yesterday for like 4 hours and probably had like one water and like 90-degree heat. That's my own problem. I do that crap all the time. Or I'll just not drink any water and then be like, oh, I'll be fine. Next day, not fine.
But I've never seen you look like this. Bob, did you hear I went to Limit's house on the 4th of July?
I did not hear that, no.
Did you share that story last week?
I didn't hear it if you did.
It was incredible.
It was awesome, yeah. We got to watch the fireworks. My family was there. And Joe made a surprising appearance. Like, he was invited to show up at like 3 o'clock, but didn't show up until 9. Wow. And everybody was happy to see him.
What wonderful people they are, Bob.
See, I'm telling you.
Every
Joe
last
show
one of them.
Goes
the
everywhere.
Mom, the dad, met one of the twin sisters, her boyfriend, yeah. Limit's wiffle ball friends. It was incredible. Their house is one of the best kept secrets in Baldwin. Is it Baldwin?
Yeah. Yeah,
just
Baldwin.
A wonderful place. He's got a swimming pool. We watched the fireworks from the Limitless deck. It was incredible. Thank you for having me.
And of course, I'm glad you showed up.
The cookies were good as well.
Yeah, we go all out when we have people over.
I think I have blurred vision too, Bob.
Hey, we have advice here from one of our...
one thing I'm not doing is looking up bites on the internet, but go ahead.
No, don't do that because that never leads to the right kind of outcome that you want. Let's see what we got here.
I'm not overreacting, by the way.
No,
you saw it.
Rebecca called in, who's in the medical field. She just called in and said that you'll be fine until after the show. Get it checked out. And also draw a circle around it to see if it further spreads. But that you'll be fine until after the show.
Well, you can take a picture of yourself on that. Mr. Critiques says, Joe, the show always should take a backseat to your health. Admirable as it is, you really got to take care of yourself.
All right,
usher him out
guys.
The door.
We're going to carry him off.
Forget about
like
me.
Like he's Kellen Winslow.
Like I'm Byron Leftwich. You can carry me from segment to segment like I'm Byron Leftwich at Marshall. Mm-mm. You and Bob. You want to do that?
Yeah, you'll be limping your way to the finish line.
It's Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. We're going to talk a lot of Pirates today. Let's start there, and let's start with Paul Skeens. I mean, I missed a lot. I missed him getting taken out of a no-hitter. Bob, he might be the biggest star in sports right now. Am I overstating that? I mean, I'm sure there are soccer players who are bigger, and I'll tell you how this will get clinched. Because we live for these little soundbite, one-shot moments where you take one photo and it lives forever, or a GIF, or whatever you want to call it. He strikes out Aaron Judge and has a great start tomorrow night. I think he does definitely vault himself to, at least in this particular little slice of time with the NFL not yet heated up, basketball, hockey, done. The other sports, I mean, golf, really? No.
Well, Carlos Alcaraz at age 22 did something phenomenal.
I know, but
different part of the world.
I guess I'm talking mainstream American sports.
Mainstream American sports, I would say yes, because there's nothing else to challenge it right now either. You know, I mean, the way he's done what he's done, and he's done it so quickly and put himself in a position where not only is he the leading candidate by far for Rookie of the Year, but also now has seen his odds reduced dramatically from 200-1 to 11-1 to be the Cy Young winner.
Yes.
If you can attain that in 1 year, man, first of all, you're going to make it harder on the Pirates because then they're going to have to speed up whatever thought they have about long-term deals with him, which is good.
Well, that's what I wanted to get into as well. Limits, where do you stand on that? I think that Paul Skeens, first of all, I think he's the biggest star in Pittsburgh sports at the moment. That's saying a lot because you have Sidney Crosby and TJ Watt. Sid is an international star, but it's hockey. And then TJ Watt plays defense. You know what I mean? So I think right now Paul Skeens is the single biggest up. Let me put it this way. Told you I was at the beach for a week, right? So there's 30 relatives, many of whom sports loving, plus we're out at bars a lot at night. Got to know people and go in there for 35, 40 years. I can tell you, I have never had conversations about a Pittsburgh athlete like I did this year. Nobody was asking me, you know, about Sidney Crosby or TJ Watt on my summer vacations in the past. People coming up to me left and right, what about this Paul Skeens? Is this guy for real? What's happening with this guy? Have you seen him pitch? Have you talked to him? I have never, ever on a summer vacation, and this is anecdotal for me, but I also heard Neil Walker talking on the broadcast about a month ago, saying he's never seen anything like this with people that he knows who normally have little or no interest in the Pirates, some of them, who are asking him about Skeens. So I'm telling you that this thing is he's in the mainstream, and he's becoming a giant, giant mainstream star.
Outside of Patrick Mahomes, I think he's right there as the biggest star in all of sports. I mean, right now, especially because he's dating Livy Dunn.
That helps. That, yes.
That's huge. I mean, with the amount of content that she puts out.
She's been at more parties and more things lately than anyone. You know, she's on the A-list of all that kind of stuff, which is amazing. But she's earned that, of course, with what she's done.
Right. And I mean,
in gymnastics,
she's got millions and millions of followers. And I mean, Paul Skeens is not a social media guy. So her, like, you know, the content she was putting out about them on the plane, flying to Texas, and the All-Star video when he was officially announced, like, that is also helping to build his brand.
No question.
Especially with different types of audiences. And the nonchalant way that he goes about it, and he doesn't really talk much, a lot of vanilla answers, maybe doesn't push him completely over the top to a guy like Mahomes, who is very recognizable when he talks and says some bold things. But, I mean, there's nobody more dominant than this guy, and I'm glad the NL got it right.
Well, they had to. There was no other way around it. And I
think some of the injuries helped, but
well, yeah,
this had to be the call.
But I think just because of the interest that everything that you just mentioned is generating makes it kind of must-see. And I would imagine a lot of people are going to tune in to watch that first inning or how long he pitches. How long do you think he'll pitch? Do you think they may go two innings with him?
Well, how often do they usually pitch?
Depends on the manager and depends on the pitcher. So I'm sure that's a conversation they are having.
I meant to look this up this morning, Bob, and I'm glad you reminded me. Because, look up last year's box score. How many innings did the starting pitchers go last year? That would be my question.
Some of them can go, you know, they can go two innings.
They
I've
all
seen
went
that before.
One. They all went one.
Well, that's because they're trying. I think that's the most likely scenario then, I guess. But there was a time when you can go a couple of innings and then they make switches, depending on who's available, too. I wouldn't be surprised if Mitch Keller gets a call here. I don't know how soon that has to happen if somebody gets it, because there's been a lot of injuries I've noticed.
Batting order people projecting Henderson, Soto, Judge for the AL. You like that, Bob?
I think Skeens.
Imagine if he strikes out all three. Him against Judge is the moment. It's the little short attention span moment that everybody in America who likes baseball wants to see.
Just as when the Dodgers came here, Ohtani versus him. And the first time he just blew him away, I think it was on three pitches.
Yeah.
And then the next time Ohtani got him straight away center field. So those are highly anticipated. And, man, it's going to be fun to watch. After that, I don't know how much of it I'll watch. I probably watch the whole thing. Why not? But
yeah, you want to see Brian Reynolds get in the game.
Yeah.
But this guy right now, he's the story. He's the story, and all other stories spring from him. What should the Pirates do right now to maximize Paul Skeens' good health and great pitching? He's healthy and at the height of his powers right now. So the question of what should the Pirates do at the deadline is Skeens related. The question of how do they build their team in the future and do you sign him long term? Their future in many ways centers around him. The draft yesterday, to me, was Paul Skeens related, and it seems to me that the guys that they took with their top three picks are all post-Skeens guys, Bob. He's going to be gone,
perhaps,
by the time those guys are ready.
For me, there are a lot of college athletes available who could be here a lot sooner than that, and they went the totally opposite way on that, which is a little surprising. That was a head-scratcher for me. I know the shortstop is supposed to have some high upside and high ceiling and all this stuff, but who knows how long that'll take. We've heard that about a lot of people. I was surprised that in the second round they had a chance to get Shields, the pitcher here from Mount Lebanon.
Yeah.
He was really good, and they were on the clock with him, and that did not happen. And I'm curious as to why. He ended up going a few picks later, I think, to Kansas City.
You know, people that I talked to were a little bit surprised that they didn't take the kid from Texas A&M. Who went a couple picks later, Montgomery, who is a switch hitting outfielder. Red Sox got him. with what, the 12th pick? He had a broken ankle in the NCAA Super Regional, and it says on MLB.com on the story I'm reading by Ian Brown that that may have caused his drop, that he was the number 8 prospect for them headed into this draft. And obviously, as a college player, would be on the fast track to the majors. So that's going to be worth monitoring, no?
Yes.
These kids, if they pan out at all, are going to either be toward the tail end of Skeens or post Skeens, which then leads to the question, Bob, how long is Paul Skeens here? And how long is he going to be healthy? I don't know if you read the SpotRack piece. SpotRack.com does a great job with contracts, finances. They projected a contract.
7 years, something, right?
Yeah, 7 years where you could buy out a couple years of free agency.
But he has to be a willing participant in that, and he's young enough that he should be, or at least should be interested. I think it was $113 million. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was 7 years, almost $114 million. But one of the main thrusts of the story was, this is them, not me saying this, the arm injury is a matter of when, not if, right, considering he's a power pitcher who throws
tons.
That
shouldn't stop you from signing him.
It shouldn't, no. But what about from his end? Would that make you more enticed to take the guaranteed money while you could get it? Let's talk about the parameters of that deal, Bob, coming up next.
Okay.
I want to get your take on the money, on whether if you were advising Skeens, you would take the money, because it's really interesting. Bottom line right now is this. The Pirates have a real chance, to make the playoffs this season with an already historically great pitcher. The type of guy who could put you on his back and lead you on a playoff run.
Yeah, really.
The way that Baumgartner did with San Francisco, the way Arrieta did, at least for a while. He started to get hit a little later in the playoffs. But the way Jake Arrieta did with the Cubs, this is that guy and now is here. It's no longer really about the future, about next year in 2028. It's happening. It's happening right now. The Pirates have a superstar pitcher that once you get into a playoff series, and some other pretty good pitchers too, but it begins with him, that once you get into the playoffs, it's a different sport. It's a completely different sport. And you throw that guy out in a one-game scenario, let's say you had a tiebreaker to just get into the wild card series, or you have to throw in game one of a wild card series, or three times in a best of seven, three times with Keller, Jones, whoever in your other games. This is it. Now has arrived for the Pirates, whether they want to admit it or acknowledge it or act upon it. And his name is Paul Skeens. And he might be the biggest star in American sports right now. 412-928-9370. Play hooky from work and join me at Topgolf for the first round at Royal Troon on Thursday, July 18th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's this Thursday, Bob.
This is Troon week, yes, after the Scottish Open was decided yesterday.
This is incrinculant. I'm going to get some practice in. You know I'm in the Moon Open on Saturday and Sunday, my first ever competition, I live that long.
Well, don't put an exceedingly amount of stress on you like you're doing now with this bite.
The bite may cost me my appearance. I'm getting a ticklish throat. Is that a little?
No, I think now every little thing that you're going through is exacerbated with your mind. Relax, Joe.
I can't. I will broadcast and watch the Open and probably take a swing or two. You better believe. You can take the probably out of that. You can join me, and while you're there, sample Bell's beer. Watch day one from Royal Troon and win prizes. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And you can always weigh in on the text line with our dear friend City Limits, who's dehydrated today. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I thought Bob left a little prematurely here, Limits. Oftentimes after the reads, I go back to Bob, but he's gone.
Yeah, he disappeared. Ron used to do that all the time too, I remember.
I can't tell you how nice it was to meet your family. I can see why you turned out to be such a nice young man.
They were very excited to meet you, especially my dad.
Your parents are unbelievably nice. Your mom's a very curious person, was asking me a bunch of questions, which shows interest in a person. That's a great quality to have. Your sister is a wonderfully friendly person. Her boyfriend was very nice.
Yeah.
Isn't he? Just a big, happy family.
We do our best. But yeah, it's pretty
Is that
fun,
all
pretty
you've
nice.
Got? We do our best. The cookies were miraculous.
The cookies were great.
Yeah, the pretzels. Little Diet Coke on ice. I was being served hand and foot. It was amazing.
Yeah, we take care of our guests. My dad was surprised, but also excited that you showed up.
What a gem he is, huh?
Yeah, he's great.
All right. Well, we'll get to all of this next. Listen, every pirate-related question goes back to Paul Skeens. What they did at the draft, what they should do at the deadline, how they should form their team moving forward, all of this. Let's take a closer look at this projection from SpotRack and whether if you were Skeens' side, you'd be enticed to sign such a thing, whether you believe there is a world in which the Pirates would make such an offer. And how long does Pittsburgh have Paul Skeens? How long? I would argue as long as 6-7 years plus, or as short as 3 more seasons. If he's on the Gerrit Cole plan, which is trade him with 2 years left of team control, that could be it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last I checked, she's second in the league in assists. And she orchestrates every game from the point. And there she was yesterday. On the road. Sorry. We're back on the air. You're catching me and Bob in a midstream conversation about Caitlin Clark and how Diana Taurasi was wrong about her when she said, basically said, you know, she's going to struggle. Of course she's going to struggle. Every rookie does, you know, and she did. And she took, you know, a lot of abuse.
She got initiated.
The same as Sidney Crosby
right.
did the same, you know, they froze out Kobe Bryant from
right.
the All-Star game. You know, remember all that. But the way Taurasi said it before the season was she's going to get her ass kicked this year. And I'll tell you who's doing the ass kicking now is her. That was her in a road venue yesterday in Minnesota, sold out because of her. About half the crowd, what was it, 30,000, something like that.
Yeah, it was huge, and they were all standing and cheering for her.
At the end, yep. She's imploring the crowd at the end on the road in a road venue and beating the Olympic coach who didn't pick her. So let's go back to Diana Taurasi and ask her, who's kicking whose ass now? And the Fever is better than they were last year. And Caitlin Clark is second in the entire WNBA in assists. And if you watch her game by game, she orchestrates games from the point. She didn't even have a good game yesterday. Didn't even have a good game, but in the fourth quarter, she had 10 points, 2 assists, and they came back from 7 points to win on the road. So who's right now? Not Diana Taurasi, I can tell you that.
No, not at all. And quite frankly, she's done it in a very professional way. She hasn't said anything. She just let her body of work do the talking, and it's quite apparent that she already is going to be one of the more elite players ever to come along. And there have been a lot of good ones, don't get me wrong there. So there's a ton of them in there, but she offers something. She triggers everything. I mean, when you watch her play and watch the Fever play, you will see that everything runs around her.
I never knew she was this great of a passer.
And she's had a triple-double already, and from what I understand, that's the first one in their history. So pretty good.
Assists per game, second in the WNBA. No, she just took over the lead today. She leads the league in assists per game at 7.8. points per game, she's up around 17. Rebounds per game, she's in the top like 20 in rebounds per game. She's 19th. I mean, it's ridiculous what she's done as a rookie, and it does remind me of Sid. It really does, how she just took it, you know, took the abuse. It started to wane now because she's earned everybody's respect because she's that damn good. That's what the deal is here. She's that good, Bob.
No, she's dynamic, and that's why people are paying. I don't care what anyone says. She is the reason why they're selling out every arena wherever they go. And yesterday was the biggest example of that. So kudos to her. She's done it, like I said, professionally. She hasn't complained about any things that have happened. And man, you're talking about, and the thing that's most impressive to me, Joe, is the fact that she does it right after an NCAA season where there was no time off. Basically, she has been playing solid basketball for how long now? And that's tough to do, you know, to go all over the place like that and to be as successful. Normally, if you get tired, you're going to see it in your shots. Your legs won't jump the way they need to jump. And, but she's bought all that off.
Oh, it's ridiculous. They went from 40 games and her being the biggest star in the college game and all the attendant pressures to that to not even a 1 month break and then into a pro season. No other sport. You'd never see that in another sport. Never.
No, you would see fatigue also come in at some point.
But
here.
I think it has. I think that's why her 3-point shooting's down. But you just wait till she gets an off season and comes back next year. She's going to be a top 5 player in the whole league.
Mm-hmm.
And she's gone from, you know, they talk about a rookie of the year race. There is no rookie of the year race. But we better stop with the WNBA talk, Bob. That's enough.
That's all right. We have open championship talk later in the program. We will talk about that, right, Austin? We have to. We got to talk about that. Why not?
What are we talking about?
About the open championship. You're going to be playing at Royal Troon down at Topgolf.
So I'm playing at Moon. I'm playing at Moon on Saturday and Sunday.
We'll do that later. I want to get back to your big topic, which continues.
Just let me finish with this, Bob. I've become a WNBA fan. It's unbelievable. I watch every game. I know all the players. I know all the teams. I'm emotionally invested in the Fever, Kelsey Mitchell, Leah Boston, Clark, all their players. They've become like a team that I'm actively and emotionally rooting for. It's unbelievable.
And the sign of any great player is making those around you better. And she's done that. She's made everyone around her better.
I'm a huge fan of all things WNBA right now. All right, back to the Pirates and back to this Paul Skeens projection. All things Pirates come back to Skeens. What they did in the draft, I didn't like it. It was a post-Skeens draft, it felt like, when there's a kid out there from Texas A&M who could be helping you very soon. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
That's point number one.
Yes, because I'm looking shorter term, not longer term.
Limits, do you agree with that?
1,000%. I thought they were going to take a college bat, whether it be first base or in the outfield, and they had opportunities to do it in the first round and in the second round.
What are they doing here? Collecting high school shortstops?
They love taking prep shortstops.
I'm sure they have a great shot to win the PIAA title next year. They could win a state title next year, Bob. What's next year's draft? All-American Legion players? Let's get guys who can help soon.
That's what doesn't make sense about it. But at the same time, baseball draft, we're going to take the best player available. Why not, even if you have to slightly reach for a college bat who's going to be here in 2 years, go that route, that avenue, instead of a high school guy who's not going to be here for 4 or 5 years?
That's one. Two is the Pirates' deadline, to me, is totally Skeens-centered. So you look at the team right now, I think they're in a great spot. They have proven themselves to their general manager, because that's the way he painted it, was basically, you tell me if you're worth adding to. I'm not going to help you, by the way, along the way, by adding to your team. You're going to tell me. They've told him emphatically, now that we go to the All-Star break, we are worthy of additions. Do you think he fought? And to me, again, that's Skeens related, because normally a 48-48 team, you'd say, buyer, seller, I don't know. Here, it's emphatically, no doubt, buyer, or it should be. Will it be?
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, you'll be sending the wrong message, not just to your team, but to the people who follow your team. They're going to be two sellouts here on Friday and Saturday.
Something from the dollar store or something good?
Well, I would go for something good, but I think maybe that ship has sailed. I would have done that earlier. Listen, they just came off a sweep of a terrible baseball team. I think what that has to be noted in this. The White Sox are as bad as any team. But they did what they had to do. They could have lost games in there, and they won them all, which is great. But now it sets up a second half, which starts with Philadelphia, St. Louis, Arizona, and Houston. These are all teams in playoff contention or already in.
And if you're going to note that they took 2 out of 3 from the division leader right before that.
But this goes back to my original point that I was trying to make about your question. I would have done this earlier.
Me too.
I would have made some, so I had somebody here all ready to go, so that we go into the meat of this schedule with this. Because I do believe that if they get in, and because there's so many just average teams in this mix, they could be the team that emerges. There's just a game and a half out of both, I think, the third and second wild card, right? I mean, they could jump into the second one. Who knows?
Yeah. Man, I see their second half schedule. There's not a lot of series off here. There's not a lot of White Sox. Of course, the White Sox are the worst team in baseball. But you're starting out with the Phillies, Cardinals, 6 of 9 against the Diamondbacks, Bob, who are pretty, they have some heavy hitters, some heavy power hitters, and they're the same as you. They're 49-48. Dodgers, 6 against the Padres, and then you finish with Reds, Cubs, who have come on a little bit, Cleveland, Cubs, Nats, then you get the Marlins, which is good, Kansas City, St. Louis, Cincy, Milwaukee, and the Yankees.
Yeah, the last 3 of the year.
They finish at Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium. That would be very interesting.
That's a brutal second half schedule.
It is. That's what I said. I would have, if it's me, I would have done something bigger earlier just to fortify myself as I went into this stretch.
So what do you think they will do?
I don't.
What do you think, Ben Cherington has it in him?
We're going to find out. I think I would. Again, I'm only asking telling you what I would do. I would have done this already. I would have done anything earlier, when I thought this team had a potential to be in this with the pitching that I see develop right in front of my eyes, and I would have made a bigger play. Now that they're in this boat, it may not be available. Or, you know, they're going to have to...
Would you trade a high prospect for a rental? Cody Bellinger, for example.
Yes. I would. I mean, that's part of the game, man. You can't be afraid of what happens.
I'll tell you who I wouldn't trade right now. He's become an untouchable for me, and that's Bubba Chandler. They've got tons of high-end pitching prospects, though. But
yeah, but he'd be the one that would bring in the most if you're going to have to dangle
anyone
out there.
Yeah, but Bob, that for a rental?
I'm just telling you that, you know.
I see a rotation next year of Skeens,
oh, I do too.
Keller,
I think it's a great rotation.
Chandler, Jones.
But I think there are other people in their system they could utilize.
Yeah, Solomato, a bunch of guys they could utilize.
Yeah.
I would trade 1 or 2 top 10 prospects for a rental. Don't get me wrong.
Got a couple of weeks here to determine what they're going to do. And you know these other teams are going to be active. They're all in it to get in that opportunity.
And they all want hitting, or most of them do. I said that off the top of my head. about the Pirates' second half schedule, but now I see it's confirmed on a great website called tankathon.com. They've got the fourth toughest schedule in baseball.
Yeah.
The second half, the second toughest in the National League. Did you know that, Bob?
Yes, I saw all those numbers, and that's what makes me wonder how that will impact what Ben Cherington does.
Should it? Don't you fortify so you're ready for that schedule?
I would do. But all we can do is watch and see what he does. They have not been in this position since he's been here, really.
Let's go to a dehydrated city limits. What would you do? I expected you to jump in by now with your Pirate passion.
I would not give up Bubba Chandler for a rental. Now,
no way am I doing that.
He's just an untouchable for me at this point. I mean, Tomar Johnson, maybe you deal him. Solometto, the value isn't really high right now. I think that they can get Taylor Ward, and you missed that whole thing with Paul last week, or a Brent Rooker, and not have to give up much. Probably two top 15 guys, maybe another lottery ticket type of player, like three guys that are packaged together. That's not much. You're talking about like your 11th prospect, maybe your 9th prospect, and then somebody else who's in like A-ball.
Does Taylor Ward excite anybody?
He would be an upgrade, but it doesn't excite me.
He'd be an upgrade?
Well,
Which guy in particular? Sawinski, I guess?
Yes, Michael A. Taylor. He'd be second on the team in RBIs right now and tied for second in home runs.
Yeah,
he's got an OPS barely over 700. He does have 14 homers. I don't know. That doesn't really excite me. And he's batting 130 in July. I'm sorry, that doesn't. And 181 last month.
You can look,
he'd be a downgrade on
you
Sawinski.
You can look around and see all these averages on any player you're trying to. There are some bad averages.
Bob, his OPS
there.
Is 352. He has no. His well, last you, his you last do, home run was a month ago.
Look at Luis Robert. Have you seen anything recently from him that makes you think he's. Now, he's been the popular name because he has a couple of years after this one. And I get it. That would be a good way to go. But he hasn't been hitting all that well either. But you do it based on what you see the potential of the player can be.
I guess. I don't know. He doesn't really excite me. I think Key Brian Hayes is a huge key for the second half. And Cruz has started to trend well. But we're moving away from the top. Well, we're not really, because it's all Skeen-centric here. SpotRack has suggested a 7-year, $114 million deal. That would buy out two seasons of free agency. Here's what you need to know out there. It gets very complicated, this crap. Here's what you need to know. Right now, the Pirates control Paul Skeens through 2029. So after this, they have 5 years of control of Skeens. That's it. Five. Which means that includes paying him through arbitration, obviously. The next 2 years, his salary is an absolute joke and the best bargain in baseball, although they did give him a record-setting $9 million bonus coming out of the draft. You have five more years of control. Okay? So then you ask yourself, will he even get there? Or is it the Gerrit Cole plan where he becomes tradable with 2 years left on his deal? Where you want to trade high because he still has a couple years of team control left and all that. So the way I see it, Bob, right now, we would start talking and worrying about Skeens after 3 years, after the 2027 season. We'd start worrying about him if, as the SpotRack story ends, the Pirates do what they always do.
Correct.
That's when we'd start worrying.
Well,
so the
if he gets to that point, then he's going to be gone. It's just a matter of to which team he goes.
So what do you do to prevent that? What do you do to increase the window? Obviously, you make him an offer that would be difficult to refuse. SpotRack says you give him a 7-year, $114 million. That would buy out 2 years of free agency. 2 years. It would push his unrestricted free agency to 2032, I believe. And essentially, here's what you'd be doing here. Stay with me. You would be paying him, handing him $20 million extra dollars through arbitration based on projections. This is what he's going to get through arbitration. We're going to give you $20 million more during our time of team control than you would probably get. Mm-hmm. $20 million more, and we're handing you that check for the right to give you a bunch more money and control you for 2 years into your free agency. Do you understand that?
Sure.
Would you do it from Skeens' end?
If I were Skeens, this would be the decision I would have. Am I going to bet on myself so that before it ever comes to those 2 years you just described, I could be in an even bit better position? Again, he's only 22. So even 7 years takes you to 29. He'll have a second contract in there somewhere if he's healthy. There's no doubt, unless he totally falls apart, which I do not see, obviously, because he's got control of everything he does. It just depends on what his agent and he think of his value at that time. And I think, Joe, that's going to be the biggest stumbling block.
Well, the only thing,
what does he think he'll be worth if he wins two Cy Youngs already in contention for Cy Youngs? You put a market on that if he were free to go. What would it be for one
Bob,
year?
He's going to be, if he's this guy moving forward, barring injury and maybe even with injury. All these guys, Hunter Green, Strider, they've all been hurt at one time.
And they come back.
They come back. He's a $500 million pitcher.
Right.
And I'm going to say he's $500 million at least 5-6 years from now. Are you kidding me? He could go to free agency in 2029 as a 27-year-old, I think, and make a minimum of $500 million. So it becomes a game show. It becomes deal or no deal. Paul Skeens has a lifeline. He can call his agent and say, should I accept the, and this would be presuming the Pirates would ever make such an offer. We'll get to that in a minute. Should I sacrifice 2 years of free agency and make maybe $28 million a year with the Pirates? Should I get the $113 million in the bank? Who's the host of Deal or No Deal Limits?
Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel is offering me $113 million. Guarding against injury, guarding against everything else, I get $113 million. Or should I keep playing here, keep going, and try to get to $500 million? What would you guys do if you were advising Skeens?
I would advise for the latter. I would. I just think, you know, you're going to get in that situation a lot sooner than most people would have. And the last thing you want to do is, you know, come, you know, the year 2028, you're making $20 million a year when everyone else is in, you know, in that category at $45 to $50 million a year.
Yeah.
Again, it's a game. It depends on what he wants. There's a lot to be said for getting a guaranteed amount of money, knowing it's guaranteed regardless of what happens, knowing it's more money than you'll ever spend in your life. If that's your goal, then sign it. If it's not your goal, if it's your goal to take it to levels no one's seen before and you're in that position, then that's your goal too. It would depend on his mindset. That's why the Pirates may have to make it a little bit more of a sweet deal than that.
That's what I was just going to say. I think if I'm Skeens and his agent, I'm saying, you know what, those first 2 years of free agency, even though you gave me more than I would have made in the last 2 years of arbitration.
Right.
Or 3 years, whatever. You gave me $20 million more during your time of team control. 28.5 is not going to cut it for my first 2 years of what would have been unrestricted free agency.
That's what I mean.
Let's talk.
Where would the market be?
That's the crazy thing.
You're talking about 5 years from now. What would it be if he doesn't sign anything?
Let's talk $50 million for those 2 years. $50 million. So let's get this thing up around, I don't know, 7 years, $175 million. Then we can start talking. Otherwise, if I'm Paul Skeens, I'm betting on myself, just like Bob said.
But here's the thing I want to say about the Pirates. Even with these salaries that you may be talking about with him, it will not put your overall team budget anywhere near the Dodgers or Yankees, even with a contract of that magnitude. You know what I mean?
This is the biggest star.
So it is doable if they want to engage in it, and they have to willing to do it. Again, we have not come to this territory ever with them.
They laid out $100 million for Reynolds. Yeah, they couldn't lay out 175 for Skeens with the inherent risk.
I think they have to do it. You know, I think otherwise you're just going to, you know, especially if he wins a Cy Young. And as I said, he's creeping in on that conversation a lot quicker than you may think. It affects everything about him and, you know, the time you have to deal with him. So
what would you do, Limits? I'm I'm Howie Mandel. I'm going to hand you a briefcase with $114 million. You can walk away with that right now, but I own you. I own you for 7 years. Or you can tell me, Howie, you only owe me for 5 years. You own me for 5 years, and then I'm going to go out and try and make $500 million. What would you do?
If I'm Paul Skeens, I don't take it. And as much as I'd like to see it happen, it's just, don't think it's realistic. The Pirates would probably have to offer maybe $8 and $200 million. I mean, this guy knows how good he is. Like, come on, remember that comment
more
that he
than
made
that,
against
his agent knows. His agent will show him numbers that are going to be mystical, you know?
The and only thing that sticks in my mind
this, is, up to him.
Is injury, though, Bob.
Okay, but
that's
if
the
you,
only
you
thing.
You can't make a deal based on your fearful nature about a guy getting it. It's going to happen. Everyone does. Pitchers. If you're worried about that year and a half he won't be here, think about the flip side of it when it's over. He will be, and he should be fine.
But for him, I'm talking.
Oh, you're talking about his point of view.
I'm talking well, his he, point of view. Wants, I'll take the 100. Here's the
I
other thing.
I would never
here's
criticize a guy for saying that. If he wants that money guaranteed and he makes his own decision, that's fine.
Here's the other thing. Even with a seven-year extension, he hits unrestricted free agency before the age of 30.
Yeah, and guess
before
what?
30.
He can get at that point a 5-year deal for how much?
$500 million.
Not $100 million a year.
It's going to get upwards of that. How much did Ohtani make right now?
Well, it's deferred. How about if somebody came with you? I love deferred packages. That would be nice.
Well, Garrett Cole got $324 million at, I think, 29 is when he signed for.
Yeah, but
you
that,
think
that
you think that's crazy?
From now, so
right.
Ohtani's making $70 million. Scherzer's making 43.
But Ohtani does both. I think he's a unique case, and it's hard to, you know.
But we're also talking 5 years from now.
I know that, but also I know that Skeens would love to hit. How about give him a bat?
Don't
maybe
you think that?
Maybe
that'll
be his
own.
To see that.
Don't you think at some point these contracts have to top out?
You'd think, but you'd they think. Haven't so far. Limits.
I mean, it just. I don't know. I can't see a world where. Somebody like, let's say Garrett Cole hits free agency, whatever, he's healthy. He gets a $80 million per year contract. And I understand that the numbers just continue to go up in terms of money and how much revenue has been brought in. It just seems like numbers that are just insurmountable.
Let me ask you this. Cole, 5 years ago in 2019, signed a $324 million contract. Paul Skeens becomes a free agent tomorrow. What's the total sum value of his best deal? I'm going to say $600 million.
I think that's very high.
Very high.
You don't think the Dodgers or Yankees would roll along with at least $500 million?
You're talking about right now?
Right now.
Well,
after
they will,
11
he,
starts.
So you're telling me if he was a free agent right now?
Right now.
Well, again, he's 11 years or 11 starts into his season. It's. I think you got to let this play out a little bit too. You know, I'm not going to. That kind of money for a guy who's made 11 starts?
I'd say 10 and 300 will be the deal.
Mm. You don't think he'd outdo
no,
Garrett Cole's
deal? I don't think it'll be 10 and 300. I think it would be more like, I would go 40 million. I'd say 10 and 400 if I had to do that.
That's what I'm saying. That's more in my ballpark.
Yeah, but 600, now you're getting into an area that, well, forget about that conversation because the Pirates would never have it. I don't know how many teams actually would.
412-928-9370.
We're all good at spending
Skeens.
Money here, it looks like.
We're getting ready for the All Skeens game tomorrow night. It's going to be in Crinkulent, city limits. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about the numbers. What would you do if you were Skeens? Let's go from his side first here. You hand me well over $100 million guaranteed against all future injury and everything else, or... But it locks me up with you for 7 years, or I get out after five, and I can go make all the money in the world, which is close to what he might get. And then from the Pirates' side, what would you do? Let's continue this conversation.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.